Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Good morning to Sheree Coleman from the newsroom. Morning, Sheree.
Hey, good morning.
He's back.
He is, I've noticed.
and we were right.
What were we right?
Well, Sheree and I were discussing your absence Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
And we were spot on. Sheree didn't trust the tradies working on his
property.
Well,
you know, they needed to get inside the house and do their stuff.
You did not trust
Someone's
them.
I can't leave the house unlocked and
Why
just
not?
Come to work.
Why not?
Well, because you don't want people just waltzing in without some
sort of... That's a trust issue, is it not? Is it not?
Do we leave the...
I've got visions of him sitting in a director's chair.
I can just see you get the fold-out chair in the middle of the lounge room there. Welcome to my house.
I'm just going to ask you two plebs.
Plebs!
I'm just going to ask plebs. You two plebs. Do you kind people have locks on your doors?
Yeah.
Well, what's your point? What's your problem? But why don't you just open them up to take the locks off and let everyone in?
This has got nothing to do with tradesmen coming in. That's got nothing to do with tradesmen. Good quality people. Salt of the earth people.
That's right.
Blokes who work their backside off, you know, to put a meal on the family table. And you not trusting them.
They're already working under duress.
Yes. I was concerned.
Yes, exactly right, Sheree. The poor buggers are putting up with enough because they're working under the supervision of Gunga Din here. Fair dinkum. To the people who are... Were they local tradies or from out of town?
No, they're local tradies.
Well, I'd like to apologise to whoever the company is. Yeah. I apologise that you've been subjected to that sort of rubbish over the last couple of days.
Look, I had to be there.
No, you didn't.
Not to supervise, but to make sure that they didn't get into my liquor
cabinet. Did you offer them frothies at the end of a hard day's work? They're working up in your roof, for God's sake. And record temperature day yesterday for April. What was it, 30,000 degrees or something? And you didn't offer them a frothy, you tight ass.
Right. But Leighton doesn't drink. So
doesn't matter. Get some in. He only had to go down to the blamey. He lives down there. He could have walked down and get him a slab.
Could have offered them a kale smoothie.
I could just see the tradies at the end of the day coming up. Hey, you wouldn't have a 4X gold there, would you?
Kale smoothie.
I can give you a kale smoothie. I have just figured out, Leighton, why you weren't here yesterday. You've given us this tradies at your house thing as a bit of a smokescreen. Because the reason you weren't here yesterday is because you were under extreme duress because of Tristan Thompson. Is that right?
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson. Who's Tristan Thompson?
That's Khloe Kardashian's... partner who apparently has been spending time with another woman while Chloe is exceptionally pregnant.
No.
Hang on. Did I get that right?
I think so. To be honest, I haven't been following.
You should have been here yesterday, mate. There was at lunchtime yesterday. Yeah. Everyone in the office, there's about three girls out there in the office.
It was like Armageddon.
Oh, no. And I've gone, what's wrong, girls?
Yeah.
And they've gone, Tristan's been spending time with another woman.
Who's Tristan? Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Potts, I can't put anything past you.
No.
Yes. I was devastated.
See ya.
In fact, I've been devastated for 2 days considering the news only broke yesterday.
See, as soon as they say the name Kardashian, I tune out.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I didn't get the rest of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the elevator music comes on in my head when the words Kardashian are used. A little bit of going out with each other at the Commonwealth Games. The village is alive with athletes sort of hooking up with one another. The spike in Tinder usage at the Games Village is going through the roof. Many Commonwealth Games athletes appear to have taken to the online dating app while staying on the Gold Coast. An account claiming to be that of Irish triathlete James Edgar references his athletics endurance while a South African hockey player's account says he's after some wild troopers.
Hello.
Others just simply let their pictures do the talking. The Commonwealth Games minister up there, Katie Jones, says we build the Commonwealth Games as the friendly games, and certainly they are friendly. I think they're taking friendly to a new definition, Katie.
Didn't the athletes all have access to condoms?
Yeah, 250,000
free condoms. Well, you know, you don't want to let them go to waste.
250,000 condoms at the start of the Commonwealth Games.
And now they've got to buy their own.
There's 120,000 left. So it's going to be a big final weekend.
Hey.
Oh, yes. So there's a bit of action everywhere, not just on the track and in the pool and on the lawn bowls. I bet you half those condoms have gone with the lawn bowls, people. You can't trust them.
Wow. Good on you, Doc. Hey, Dorothy and Ethel. getting their rocks off.
Oh, dear. Oh, can you just imagine the lawn bowlers? Hey, big bowler.
He's got a big end.
Maroon coming up soon to have a look at the tips for round 6 for the NRL. And remember, tonight, Roosters and Rabbitohs. 7 o'clock, our coverage gets underway tonight here on Triple M as we rock the footy.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And I got to say, I can't believe St George.
Oh, righto.
Cannot believe how good St George. Yeah. And I cannot believe the Warriors. What's the go there? Yeah. I mean, someone's gotten the table, the NRL table, and turned it upside down.
Have you finished?
Yeah, sorry, I'll move on. I'll just brag when Maroon comes in because we beat his team.
Is it is it just me or is it everybody else out there listening to us this morning? Yeah. You might have a Dragons fan in your workplace or in your family.
Yeah.
And you've just had enough of
them.
Yeah,
and you know what? They've laid dormant for years. But now it's like woohoo, fresh of... A breath of fresh air.
Can't wait for you to lose one. Then everybody will shut up. Someone, if you've got...
Can't wait for you to win one.
In either code. Now, Leighton, this is more you than me, because right. I know you'd have this sort of readies hanging around.
Yeah.
If you've got $1.827 million, you could buy a little something that you'd be interested in. $1,827,700, in fact, is what you need. And if you fork that money out in this auction that's coming up in Paris in June, you could actually name a new species of dinosaur after you.
Oh, so you can name your own dinosaur?
Yes, so we could have a Leighton fossil. There's a rare skeleton going up for auction. Scientists didn't know about the species before, so the winning bidder gets to choose what it will be called. Obviously, they'll pick something sensible and nice, like people always do when it comes to objects with such dignity and historic significance. Now, if you are interested, if you've got a spare nearly $2 million, the skeleton will go under the hammer in Paris in June. It's a carnivorous theropod, and it was found in 2013. Scientists thought it was a species of allosaur that they already knew about, but alas, no. No one knows about this one. So you can name the species of dinosaur anything you want. If you want to name it after yourself.
So it's brand new species in the family.
If you want to name the dinosaur after yourself. We've actually helped out already because we've gone and sourced one of our Wagga City councillors, Yvonne Braid, because we think she was around when this
she had as a pet.
Species of dinosaur was roaming the earth. She did have it as a pet. So she might be able to help us out with naming it. NRL round number 6 kicks off tonight, 7 o'clock. We've got the big game on air here on the M's as we rock the footy. The Roosters are taking on the Rabbitohs. Time to get all the tips for round 6 before you put your tips in.
Sure.
At triplem.com.au. Yeah.
We're catching up with Anthony Maroon from the Triple M call team. How you doing, Anthony?
Potsy and Leighton, I'm doing well, but I offer that advice again. If you're taking my tips, you got to do the George Costanza thing. Do the opposite. Do the opposite to what I do. Anyway, Potsy, are you okay, mate? I know a lot of the old blokes in radio, a lot of your old mates, have been very worried about you, mate. Poor old para.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up again. You know what? I've had a pretty good week this week because Leighton hasn't been here. This is his first day back for the entire week today.
I really only wanted to come in just so I could be here for this segment and bag Potsy out.
Just bloody St. George. Anyway, it's all right. It's all right. Are you allowed to call a Rabbitohs game, mate? Do they allow you to do that?
Yeah, they silly enough to let me do that. It's funny, I've got a good record when I call the Bunnies games. They normally get home, so much so that the old coach, Michael Maguire, only lives around the corner here. Mm-hmm. He'd ring me up and say, "You calling this game tonight? We need all the help we can get."
Wow.
So I'm calling this one tonight, and don't worry, Rabbitohs fans all around the world, I'll get them home for you.
All right, well, that's good, because I see here, I'm looking at $3.25, the Rabbitohs tonight. Roosters, $1.38. So get on, we might get some cash.
$3.25, that's, look, I think it'll be a good game, it always is. It's the local derby, our guys have got a lot to play for, there's a lot of feeling. It's this area where I live, you're either a South supporter or a Roosters supporter. Yeah. So we all get down there, and that gives us bragging rights for this round. Who's going to win this one? You know it. The Bunnies, boys. The Bunnies will win.
And, of course, you'll be calling that tonight. Tomorrow, the Storm and the Knights do battle.
Yeah, and this is an interesting game for a lot of reasons. When was the last time we saw a Storm side that had issues around the halves? I can't ever recall that. Brodie Croft, the poor kid, he didn't have a happy game last week against the West Tigers. So he's out of the side. Riley Jacks comes in. Can they fix all that in 1 week, the Melbourne Storm? Well, if anyone can, they can. But I just think the task is too hard, and I think they're going to lose another one here, the Melbourne Storm. Could they lose three games in a row?
It's very rare you see them down that low on the ladder. It's a ninth at the minute. Speaking of ladder, yes, Leighton, I know where you are. You're on top, and the Dragons tomorrow night take on the Sharkies.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, isn't this great? Like, it'd be a great time to be listening to you blokes every day, because Leighton's team hasn't lost. Potsy, we all know how your team's going.
You're a hard man.
I just love this sort of thing. But, look, you'd have to think, in being in Wollongong, that gives the Dragons the edge, doesn't it? And, you know, the three best buys of the years, I reckon you'd probably have to say, you'd have to say James Graham, wouldn't you? You'd have to say Ben Hunt would be the other one, maybe Blake Green. So that gives Dragons two of the three. I just think they'll be too good for the Sharks at home.
All right, I'll totally agree there.
No one cares, Leighton. I keep telling you that.
On Saturday, the Warriors. What are they doing? What the hell's in the water over there?
Yeah, I know. And look, sets it up beautifully for next week when the Warriors play the Dragons.
Oh, jeez.
If they can both get through without a win. But again, they talk about, you know, the spine of a side. Tuivasa-Sheck, Green, Johnson, Isaac Luke playing like he was in his heyday at South. And then this big mobile pack of forwards, a great interchange bench. They're just going to be too strong, the Warriors boys.
Yeah, and it's very rare you see the Broncos down where they are on the ladder too.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Bulldogs as we get to the Saturday games.
Yeah, what a disappointing year it's been thus far for the Cowboys. On paper, who's going to be more desperate? I'll take the Cowboys.
What's Todd Carney going to do? Is he going to join the Cowboys?
Well, this is what all the talk is, isn't it? I can't see why not. I mean, if we look at the big picture, what he did was stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good look for the game. But, you know, like how much longer does he have to... What, does that ban him for life from the NRL? I don't think so. He's a lot older. He's going into a good system. Now, this is the thing we've got to remember. He's going into a good system with Paul Green and, you know, some great infrastructure at the Cowboys. I reckon give him another crack.
All right. Raiders. Yeah,
this is the game. This is the game we're all interested in, this one. You want to get around this one.
Raiders and the Eels.
Yeah, Potsy, God. Can it be this week, mate? Yeah. Can the misery end this week?
Yeah.
I say no, it can't. I say no. We've got... now, you've got Gutherson coming back. That's not going to be enough. The Raiders side, you got Blake Austin coming back. Now, this is a bloke with a point to prove. Blake Austin comes into the side. Jack Whiten comes back into the side. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one, and I reckon, Potsy, the Eels are going to be 0-6. You better have next week off.
I might just do that too. You know how bad it is. The regional general manager said, we've got a corporate suite at the Raiders home games. Would you like to come over and see Para play? In March, I said, yeah, I'll be there. No worries, I'll come up.
Yeah, so you got the tickets there.
Last week. I've sort of gone, no, it'll be right. It'll be right.
did you pull out?
I have, yeah. Even the temptation of free frothies in the box is not doing it for me.
Oh, jeez, mate, you're rock solid. You are.
I'm here for the long haul.
He's realised that he has the lawn to mow, and that obviously takes priority. Things to do. On Sunday, the Panthers and the Titans.
Let's go Panthers here at home.
That's it?
I think Maroon's had a look at the clock and he realises we're a bit late to the news. And
I actually was just thinking that. You must have the news coming up.
Yeah, it's all right.
Definitely Panthers there.
And we finish off with Manly and Wests on Sunday, Arvo.
I know this game's at Lotto Land, but the Tigers, there's very little they're doing wrong at the moment. They get in the grind and they win. But I'll take the Tigers.
All right, thanks for your tips, Maroon, and thank you for hanging poo on me again this week about the old Eels. Maybe we can get over the line and I'll have a quiet week next Thursday when we chat, mate. Have a good call tonight.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.